I'm so excited to be part of the attack, and it was just talking with Dale DeGray. It's he blew me away with you know, his philosophies, his values, and just what a great man he is. So it made my decision very easy, and also Jordan Hill. I actually had a big part of making him captain, coaching him in Sarnia, and we've stayed connected since then. So that made it even easier. I believe Jordan's going to be a head coach in this league, and excited to work with him. And then just talking with Joey Hischen, and what a great mind for hockey and the offensive side. It was just it was a no-brainer for me, and really, really excited.
Greg, you're in the Eastern Conference with the Oshawa Generals. Give me your impression of Owen Sound, even if you only saw them two times on the ice. What's sort of the reputation and impression that you would have of the Owen Sound club?
Well, as you know, I was in Sarnia for 10 years, and so we played Owen Sound a lot, and obviously a very tough building to come into, and that's something that, you know, we're definitely going to keep going here is you know, play a fast, hard, physical game with a great skill set that you know, Dale's done an unbelievable job in drafting and the scouting staff. So, you know, we're going to play extremely hard and jump on teams, you know, in the smaller rink. But, you know, I'm a guy that's evolved with the game, and we want to play with the puck, and we want to make plays and just make sure that, you know, we're playing hard at both ends of the rink.
We're with Greg Walters, the new head coach of the Owen Sound Attack. Greg, not to age myself, but I remember in Owen Sound's first year, you were the captain of the Ottawa 67s. how much has the game changed, and how much have you changed from what you were as a player and how the game was played into how you coach and handle teenagers now?
Yeah, it's been a great change, I believe. You know, for myself, being, you know, a junior, I finished with 90 points my last year at junior, and you know, had to end up actually, you know, fighting quite a bit in the minors in the American League, where I played for 11 years. And you know what? I'm glad for the most part that it's out of the game. The game's so much, you know, faster now with, you know, no obstruction, and these kids are they're in top shape now. So unlike how it was back then. So we, you know, these kids are coming in now, and they're big, fast kids, and the training obviously is, you know, their off-ice training has really come a long way. So for me, you know, I've had both sides. I played, you know, and got 90 points, and I also played very physical. So, you know, that's where, you know, I like to see our team play with a lot of skill, but making sure that we're always sticking up for each other and playing hard.
Greg, there's probably a sense of arrogance here in the Western Conference about the kind of teams that we ice. Do you anticipate a big difference in what you'll be coaching and how you'll be coaching now that you move to this side of the fence, especially in a year that's going to be conference heavy?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously being around the, you know, the OHL since the early 2000s, obviously Sarnia for 10 years, and understanding the West, you know, there is that belief. But, you know, these have some great teams, obviously, you know, Ottawa and Peterborough and these teams, Barrie, they've all had, you know, a lot of success. So, you know, I know the coaching very well, and as I said, we will be the most prepared team in the Ontario Hockey League through our scouting reports and our video and making sure that we know each team's tendencies. So, you know, in that sense, I don't see it being that big a difference for me as a coach.
Last couple of questions for new head coach Greg Walters of the Owen Sound Attack. Greg, did you ever anticipate the day would come that you would coach Owen Sound? And I ask this because Owen Sound certainly was aware of your reputation even as early as when you were with Georgetown and had Michael McNiven and Luke Beamish and other prospects in the Owen Sound organization.
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously you never know where the world takes you, but I was very close with Nathan Scherletti, Santino Santarami. I had Michael McNiven. We're still I still talk to all these kids. So Marcus Phillips is another connection I have who I've reached out to, and everyone says nothing but great things about Owen Sound, so it just made my decision that much easier.
And finally, Greg, do you have any semblance of an idea of what you've got for a team? Because I'm sure for almost every OHL team, there's the great unknown this year after 15 months without hockey.
Yeah, obviously, I've gone through the team with Jordan and Joey and Dale, and they're actually at this point sending me reports on their beliefs of each player coming back on and off the ice, and we'll just go through the process. And like I said, Owen Sound's been a great team for many, many years, and that's a credit to the ownership and Dale DeGray and Joey, myself, and Hilsey will make sure that we continue that success.
Well, Greg, congratulations and welcome to Owen Sound and the Attack.
Thank you so much, Fred. I look forward to getting this going here soon.